The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders in the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. And now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd, touched his cloak, for she said, "If but I touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then, putting them all outside, he took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went into where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement, and he strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of our God, the source of all life, all love, and all light. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. As a child, I found that VCRs, remember those things, obsolete technology now, I found that VCRs were a great source of laughter.
You're dating yourself.
I am dating myself. I'm a product of the 80s, and I'm proud of it. I enjoyed fast-forwarding VHS tapes and watching the characters of the movie moving and talking frantically. Do you remember doing that? It was like, and then they would run, and then they would do this, and you'd see their mouths moving a mile a minute. It was absolutely hilarious for a seven-year-old. It's still funny today, but I don't have a VCR, so what can I say? In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is that character in fast-forward mode. He hastily moves about from one place to another. He is on a mission. In fact, the gospel writer uses the word "immediately" more than all the other gospel writers combined. It says Jesus immediately left or hastily moved. He's on the move. There's a great sense of urgency to get to the cross and to be raised from the dead for the sake of the world. He's all about his purpose and mission. And although he moves at a hair's pace, he does slow down whenever and wherever human need surfaces. Yes, he wanted to quickly fulfill his mission of dying to give life to the world, but that overarching mission didn't stop him from giving life and hope in the here and now. Today's gospel offers two examples of how Jesus stopped in his tracks to address the cries of those who suffer. He heals a hemorrhaging woman. She's not only restored to physical health, but to social health as well. He calls her daughter. She will experience new life physically and socially as she becomes a member of Christ's community that has these familial quality ties. And then he jumps into the desperate situation involving the family of Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue. His 12-year-old daughter needed to be revived. To say that she was merely asleep was sugarcoating the situation. Jesus takes her hand and says, "Get up. Death is vanquished." With powerful words, and she rises. And that's a reminder that God's work of creating didn't end after forming the universe and all that is in it. God is constantly creating and remaking the world for the sake of life. And these are two examples of that. And God does that still in our own lives. But we sometimes have to look really hard for it, or we have to wait a long time to experience new life and hope. And as I look around at all of you today, and as I reflect on our parish community in general, and all those I hold close to my heart, I see and hear your yearning for a better tomorrow, for a new day. Sometimes we are Jairus, in that we want healing and new life for those we love. A daughter who has a debilitating anxiety disorder. A son who struggles with substance abuse. A close friend who suffers from cancer. An acquaintance who is separated from her family. And the list goes on and on. And sometimes we are the 12-year-old daughter who needs God to bring to life those areas of our own lives that have grown lifeless, who needs to be relieved from the grip of fear that prevents us from exploring more of who we are and taking risks in our lives, who yearns for a day where physical pain won't hamper our daily activities, who wants the debilitating depression to go away. As God was there for the hemorrhaging woman and the 12-year-old girl, God is with us in our suffering too. Life's problems may not vanish completely, but they are somehow made more bearable, knowing that God and God's community, this faith community in particular, make the journey with us. And God, through Jesus, takes each of us by the hand and says, "Get up, I am with you." May that be our hope this day and always. Amen.